This is Gratitude Space Radio, and I'm your host, Chris Palmore. This is a birthday gratitude episode. Enjoy. Melissa, welcome to Gratitude Space Radio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being here. Could you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm Melissa Smith. I'm the founder and CEO of the Association of Virtual Assistants and the PVA, where I match clients with virtual assistants. And I have been an assistant my whole life. My mom was an assistant, and I'm very grateful to my parents for always showing me what it really means to assist and to serve someone, and actually what a powerful position that puts me in, and what privilege that it provides me. And I think that is what has always fueled my career and what I want to do and how I assist it and how I serve people. So first gratitude is definitely to my parents.
That is beautiful. I love that. I just want to tell everybody that, you know, that's listening, that you and I met through Facebook with a Gate Rex meetup. So I wanted to give some love to Gate Group and the Rex Group for allowing this to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Love Robbie Samuels. He is a master connector. He puts on the most amazing happy hour. I have been remote for 7 years. And I have been on more Zooms in the past 7 years than anyone could possibly imagine. And yet I went there, I didn't really know what to expect. In fact, I wasn't really like ready to be on camera, but I had seen them so many times, and I finally had time in my schedule on that Friday. And I thought, I'm gonna join, and I had the best time. And it's amazing when you see someone doing what they do best. And it's absolutely incredible. I have recommended that group so many times, and I think it's especially important because right now, I think the term zoomed out is something that has become mainstream. And yet that is something that I already have recurring on my calendar now, because Robbie just made it so much fun, so interactive. I didn't feel like it was work at all. I felt like it was so much value. It was just a great time. So I'm super grateful to Robbie for doing that and for hosting those things and bringing people like us who probably would not have met otherwise together.
Yeah, exactly. I love sharing that, you know, these connections that are getting made through these things that didn't exist in the past. You know, even last night on the podcast, I'm like looking at the guy, I'm like, we never would have met, you know, literally unless I, you know, I put a video and you search hashtags gratitude. And the next thing you know, you decide to you're there at that moment and you decide to make a comment, like add the gratitude. And then here we are, you know, it's the same thing with us in the same sense. We are in these groups, and then these groups, we got to the group separately, and then these groups decided to get together. And then here we are. And Robbie, I want to give some love to Robbie too, cause I'm going to be having a conference call with him, or a Zoom call with him. I think it's Thursday. Cause I have ideas. I want to pick his brain on ways to initiate gratitude through Zoom with groups. So I'm very excited to be able to get to know him better. He definitely is a really cool guy.
Absolutely.
A person. Yeah. So anyways, this is a birthday gratitude episode, and Melissa's got a birthday coming up shortly. And at this point in the podcast, I'm just going to I'm going to hand that over to her so she can just share some thoughts on this past year and her birthday coming up.
So thank you for that. I thought this was really special and very much a different way to celebrate my upcoming birthday. I'm going to be 44 this year. And I was thinking about what I'm so grateful for and why I'm so grateful. And I just want to take a step back and say, I have been celebrating other people's birthdays my whole life. It was something that my dad made it a point to do. And it was something that I realized you could reach out to someone on their birthday without having spoke to them the entire year. And they were like, wow, you remembered my birthday. Like that birthday call from you was so special to me. And it was something that was quite important. My dad came from a large family. There was 14 children. He was number 10 of 14. And every year, people looked forward to having a call from my dad and having my brother, sister, and I on the call and singing happy birthday. And when he passed away, it was something that was really missed. There was something missing on their birthdays. And for many people, they're like, wow, that was the thing that I look forward to, was the thing that I knew was going to happen. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I didn't know when that phone call was coming in, but I knew it was coming and it made me feel really special. So I have always made it a point to like look at people's birthdays, find out when they are, and celebrate them and wish them happy birthday in a way that's unique to them. And so I love what you're doing here and allowing us on our birthdays to thank other people. And I just can't think of two other people that I'd like to express my sincere gratitude for other than my partners, Mimi Klosterman and Kiri Mohan. And we started the association together back in officially January of 2019. And we have been through a lot of experimental work. We've done a lot of deep dive. We've had awesome wins. We've had hard failures. We've done a lot. We've experienced highs and lows together. We've had confrontations, and yet they still come back and support this mission, this vision that I had. They believed in it, they bought in, and they never give up on me. They allow me to make mistakes. They allow me to be imperfect. And they do that all while bringing their strengths to the table so that I'm not just out there leading on my own and just trying things on my own. They bring their expertise, they bring their talents and skills and abilities and their thoughts to make my life as a leader so much easier. And I just couldn't imagine where I would be without them. And I remember specifically having a call with a girlfriend of mine in November of 2018. And I was so frustrated because I knew I was at a time mentally to start the association. It was actually going to be something different then. But I knew I just couldn't do it by myself. I tell clients that all the time, like, you can't do it all yourself. It's true. I was taking my own advice and I just didn't know where to go. I didn't know what steps to take next, but I knew that the timing was right. And I put out this really simple email to my list. And I said, who wants to change the virtual industry with me, virtual assistant industry with me? And anyone who knows me knows that's not an email that I would normally send, specifically the length of it. It was one sentence. I can't even think of another time I sent out a one-sentence email. So the brevity of the email really caught everyone's attention, but then it caught the attention of my now partners because they're like, what is she doing here? What is this? I don't know. I want to know more. This is kind of different. And I'm so grateful that they took a chance to even respond and step outside of what they might have thought or possibly their comfort zone. And when we all came together and said, you know, why are we really doing this? Like, you could do anything. You could continue to run your successful business. You could continue to have, you know, the schedule that you have and your life is really good. Why would you do this? Why would you take this chance? And they said, it's the challenge of it. So I'm so grateful that they knew it was going to be a challenge. That they knew it wasn't always going to be easy, that they knew there was going to be a lot of things that we didn't know were coming and yet we would have to learn to deal with. And yet they still took it on. They still were owning it. They still just show up every day and they do things behind the scenes that I never know about. And then they come to me and they say, I've been thinking about this, or what if we did this, or I think you're wrong. I think we should go in this other direction. And I love that because I think the idea that someone has to be this lone leader is, I think it's very applicable in many cases, but I think that, well, I don't think, I know, there's also been many studies done and there's also many articles on the loneliness of leadership. And having been on the other side of that, as an assistant and assisting leaders who were doing such amazing things, and yet they were so unfulfilled because they were so lonely. I think I knew that I never wanted to put myself in that position, and I wanted to work with alongside other individuals who would, that I just wouldn't be responsible for them, but they would have a vested interest in me as well. And I couldn't be more thrilled with the partners that I have, and that no matter what, I don't ever feel lonely in what I do. And for that, I will forever, forever be grateful.
Wow, that was so beautiful, Melissa. I love Mimi and Carrie. I love that. I love, oh, wow, you wrapped that up so well. That was really beautiful. I love that. You're saying that they allow you to not feel alone in what you're doing, which is your passion, your calling. And I feel, it completely resonates with me because I'm connecting with other people, and our nonprofit just launched, and I'm doing these gratitude pop-ups, and that's all about collaboration. It's straight up partners getting together just to collaborate in gratitude. You know, if I'm getting on, you know, just the other day, I'll tell you what I love. So there's somebody 5 years ago, I set up some events in New York, and I got on the plane here in Louisville, and I met this guy who's a DJ, a local DJ, and he owns an entertainment company. And we just friended up. It was just one of those things, right? We're talking 5 years ago. And I occasionally see his posts, but we haven't talked or anything. I don't think I've written anything, you know. But the other day, he just liked one of my posts, and I was thinking, you know, I'm doing this now. I should just reach out to this guy, you know? So I just wrote him. I said, hey, you know, I said, how you doing? He wrote back to me and said, I'm good. You know, I can see you're still, you know, doing things good for the world. And I go, thanks, man. Would you like to collaborate on a gratitude pop-up? And his answer was, sure, let's do it. Like he knew what that was even, which he probably doesn't, right? Like that, you know what I mean? Like just the fact that I just asked and he didn't even go, what is that? He just said, sure, let's do it. I was just, you know, and that's where the collaboration comes in. It's just like you putting the call out, who wants to change the virtual, you know, virtual world. Like, it's empowering when you say something very simplistic and then you get people to go, I actually want to hear what you have to say. They show up for it without you having to like put like an ad, you know, like a big ad where you're describing every little detail of anything, but just to say, like, it's very similar. Like I said, you just want to collaborate on, you know, and you're, it's the same thing with you. And then the people that go, yeah, or they're like, let's talk. It's like, they're ready. You know, it's like, it's exciting, right? It's very exciting. And then the fact that you're coming from a place saying you met these ladies because you put this call out and now you don't feel, you know, what you don't want because you've seen an experience and now you're not alone. Is beautiful. What a beautiful thing to share on your birthday.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Again, I think it's so special because I think birthdays are a natural time to reflect, not on just, you know, the past year or what you want to do next year, but on a lifetime. Some people never make it to 44. That's just, you know, fact. And my dad passed away at 50. My husband passed away at 56 and or 52. Mm. And, you know, as I get older, the closer I get to their age, they'll never get any older. And it becomes much more real of how precious time is. And so when I look back and I think of all the people who have come in and out of my life, some people who have been around forever. And, you know, sometimes it's easy to think, oh, you know, I wish that person was still in my life, or I wish this had happened. But it's much more pleasurable, and you get right. So much more out of it when you say, I'm so grateful for the time that I had right. with that person, because they added so much to my life. And maybe you're like, well, there's a lot of people who didn't add anything to my life. Be grateful for them because they taught you what you don't want and what you don't like. And there's always an experience and always this a way to look at it. And if, you know, it's a cliche, but they're cliches because they're true, right? And having an attitude of gratitude will change how you see and how you approach everything.
That's so true. And, I agree so much with everything you just said. And geez, I'm trying to become a better listener because I don't want to like think of questions, right? I just want to like listen to you. So there's like so much good stuff there that I completely agree with. Yeah. Oh, I know I was going to say, you know, my friend Rajesh Shetty, he has a Mind Valley talk in a book about gratitude. And he just quite simply said, you know, that if you could just mentally think there's two things going on in your life, either you're being taught a lesson. So these are like circle images, right? Or it's a gift. And that's it. And that's what I love when you resonate. It's like when stuff doesn't go right or if people treat you wrong, like there's always a lesson to learn. And then on the flip side of that, I love what you're saying about, you know, life's not permanent. That's why it's special. And, you know, I just got done reading this great book called Ichi Go Ichi. It's about being present. And basically that's the Japanese term for be. Basically it means every moment is unique and will never happen again. So the idea is you get, like, for example, right now, this is an Ichigo Ichi moment. Ichigo Ichi moment, because this is unique and every moment is. And when we get, and I just love you, how you said, you know, because obviously, I mean, I've lost people too, and you shared, and I feel for you. I mean, geez. We could obviously sit in the moment of complete loss and desperation, which is fine. That's a natural thing. Or at some point, and people live there, obviously. That happens, they live there.
It's their choice.
And I'm not judging. I know that's difficult. But on the same side, you can reflect, you can go this way for a second and go, well, you could go, why am I feeling this? The reason you're feeling this is specifically because you had these memories and this love. And that, when you start thinking of that, that's a beautiful thing, because that's special and that is unique. And you did get to catch that fire. You did, right? You didn't miss it. And that's why you're feeling this, right? And that's the, you know, the unwritten thing about relationships and loving people is, unfortunately, someone's going to outlive the other. It's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, you can go around life saying, I don't want to love anybody because I can't lose. Or you can just open your heart up and realize that this is so special right now. I'm not going to stop this from happening, because the reality is something's going to happen later, you know? And it's just a great way to reflect, right? You know, I lost my mom to cancer. You know, that's, I can say the same thing, you know, when looking back on memories, my mom, I know how special I am. I had a mother that loved me for 35 years, was there for me, taught me what love was. She showed me what gratitude was, you know, literally laid the bedrocks of my life. I know how fortunate I am. And I would have loved to have more, but I'm still very fortunate.
Yeah. I keep this one line a day journal. It's 5 years. So it's 5 years. I'm on year four right now. Oh, and wow. It's so incredible, some of the things that I read back on. So dinner with a friend that I would have forgot about. I saw a beautiful sunset. I did something. There's some, you know, sometimes I have something like really, you know, major, but when I read it, I'm like, that was major, because it made it in here.
Right.
It may not sound like it, but that was something major in my life. And the things that I would not have forget, I would have forgotten, like when I had a nice call with my daughter, or when my son got the job that he wanted, or, you know, all these little things that have nothing to do with me, but I was so grateful because someone else shared it with me. And in fact, one of my friends, he signed the biggest contract he'd ever signed in mm-hmm. his career at that point in that specific area. And I texted him and I said, a year ago today, you signed this contract. And I'm like, look at where you are now. And he was like, how do you know that? And I said, because you shared it with me. And I thought, I was so excited for you that I chose to make that like the highlight of my day. And I wrote it in my my journal. And he's like, that is incredible. He's like, I feel bad. I don't know that anyone else is in my journal. And I said, you know, that's fine. You know, you'll know when it's time to make some part of your journal. I said, but, you know, I would highly doubt that no one has made it in your journal, but it's a one line a day. So you just pick out that one thing. And I said, I'm excited that you got to be my one thing that day. And that even now, a year later, when that thing is a thing of the past and you literally forgot about
it. He forgot. Yeah.
You now, I was able to say, that's like, great, look at it. And then you've done it so many times that you didn't even, it was like, now you don't get excited as much. I no longer get texts every time you sign a contract for that amount.
I love that. I appreciate you sharing that book. I really like, I'm going to get one of those because I love that. I think that's a great thing to share with anybody. And I, you know, this, what you're saying there resonates with me on a different level in the gratitude realm, because, you know, my grandmother, the example, my grandmother taught me something really amazing, and she passed away a couple months ago. And when I started my gratitude journey, my first thing was initiating people to write letters on their birthdays to people in their life, because that's what happened with my mom. That's how everything started. So I started doing that. And then from that, I started just doing these gratitude campaigns where once for a week, you know, we did letters for my grandmother, and then we did a week for my sister, or, you know what I mean? Like, it was a way to get a group of people just to continually write gratitude letters. It's really great. And the great thing is I've collected all of them, right? I mean, there's stuff that's online. So I'm telling you this because it goes back to what you're saying. I knew my grandmother was going to be passing away really soon. And I finally was going to be able to go to the hospital to see her. And I went and I grabbed all the letters from the grandchildren, and I printed them out in big text. And I got this little pamphlet together, right, for her. And unfortunately, my aunt, I was getting my shoes on. My aunt wrote me and said, look, it's just, you just can't come today, you know? And my grandmother ended up passing away. And I'm telling a story because something really powerful came out of it. When the cousins started posting things about grandma the next day, you know, the next few days, I already had this stuff on my computer. So I copied and I pasted these letters they wrote to her inside their feed, right? So this is where I'm trying to get here is, it's the same idea with your friend. Your friend had this big contract, right? But because of over time, he's not been thinking about that day. It's past him. You had to remind him. When you did that, it became new again. It became a whole new memory, a whole new joyous thing, right? So I'm putting these letters on their things, and I know they don't remember what they wrote. I know they don't. This is 5 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. They may say, oh yeah, we did that, right? And then it's because life, obviously. But now, it's a whole new experience, right? And this, the cool thing about collecting gratitude in these moments, it's not like the person has to pass away, but if we could somehow, like your journal, next year, you bring up this video like this, like for instance, next year, if you have a link to this podcast, you're going to be able to timestamp it. We could listen to it, you know, each of us a year from now, and it'll be a completely new experience in moments that are shared. It's the same thing with these letters, and it's what my grandmother taught me, because I put them and I realized people just don't remember it. But the cool thing is, if it's collected, it becomes a whole new memory, because it's unique. You're a new person now. You're not the same person. And these letters allow you to bring the love back. It's powerful. And you are the catalyst for him. So that's what I'm, you know what I mean? I'm the catalyst here. It feels great. I don't know what to say. It's a wonderful thing.
It does. It really does. And it just, you know, of all the things that can spread, spreading gratitude is one of the most, rewarding is not even the right word. I think it's just the most powerful feeling, because we go through life and it's so easy to go through the motions. I mean, routines are powerful. You know, if you have a routine. But adding that gratitude into your routine takes it to another level that becomes powerful. And in 2017, I was traveling the world and I was writing a blog, and there's no real story to the blog. It was a daily blog. And all I said, it was the daily life of a human traveling the world, building businesses, trying to run businesses, you know. And there were lots of struggles. I mean, there was like ups and downs, peaks and valleys. I mean, for my readers, they just, I mean, you wouldn't know what you would get. You know, each day was a new day. But at the end of every single blog, I had three things that I was grateful for.
Ah, nice.
Because I never wanted, it was so important for me that, because I never wanted anyone to think that I didn't know how privileged I was,
right,
to be experiencing ups and downs that come from doing all the things that I'm allowed to do in life. It's a privilege to do that. I was watching this thing on Netflix yesterday, and there was a coach, and he said, when you're faced with that pressure and you're faced with roadblocks and all these things are coming at you, it is a privilege, because most people will never get to a place in life where they have something so significant that if they fail, it's super painful, or that the world is watching, or that, you know, you could be criticized for, because on the flip side, if you win, if you do well, you get the accolades from everybody. And he said he always came in and said, you know, we are put in this place right now, not because of any other choice other than we want the dream to win this championship. And it's a privilege to have to go through all these things in order to get there. Because if it was easy, then everyone would do
it. Right. Yeah. Because, if it's, it goes back to, you know, the most, unfortunately, the hardest thing for people to be appreciated are the things they were born into. And that's a big statement in the sense that, you know, if we could just get up and go, for example, last night I'm on the podcast, I love the idea of waking up and going, I'm grateful I'm alive, which is something we all of us watching this to this day have had every day, right? Or I'm grateful that, you know, I have running water, or I'm grateful I get to sleep in a bed. These are all things we're given, right? So it's like, it's overlooked because we're born into it, but it's actually the gold that's sitting, it's the diamonds in the rough are those things specifically, because you take any of that stuff away, man, you know what I mean? Like if you don't have a bed, right? Or if you, you know, obviously life or even be able to walk around, they're massive things. And it's like we've already, if in America, most people, you were born into these, like you're already, I mean, geez, it's crazy to think like a couple hundred years ago, somebody that seems very poor right now and has a small little place it has more access than kings did. You know what I mean? That's just the food, things they can do. It's like the mindset of like how fortunate a lot of us are, just basic.
It's 100% true. When I was traveling, there were days where I would say, I'm so grateful for fast internet. Because I had just got so accustomed to it that I didn't realize that my internet could be slow.
Exactly.
I was thankful for hot water. There was times where I didn't have hot water. I wasn't out in like the jungle or like I was in a city, but yet there was problems with showers. There was problems with plumbing. There were times I had to take a cold shower and that was felt super painful. I was thankful for different kinds of plumbing. Using facilities in other countries is not the same in the States. And I would be so grateful when I got to another country. I'm like, oh, plumbing, plumbing that I'm used to. So, I mean, you become really thankful for all these things and thankful for different safety measures and grateful that, you know, I don't live in a zone. Back home, all those things that I would see in other places and that were just not afforded to others. It just makes you think like, oh, wow, I'm not thankful for, you know, the house, the car, the, you know, all these other things.
You skip over all that, right?
Like, let's just start with the basics. Thank you that I had water this morning.
Yeah, water's
that
huge.
Came out of the faucet that I can actually brush my teeth with without becoming very, very ill.
Right. Oh no, water is like, yeah, I talk in my book, like, yeah, it's, I mean, geez, we are so fortunate that we don't have to hike somewhere and then worry about being killed or be poisoned or, you know, whatever that say the vase breaks. And then you just spin up, you know, I mean, geez, people washing clothes by water, they got, you know, I mean,
yeah.
And, you know, I know we only got a couple more minutes. So I just wanted to speak to your, like the loss of like natural things. You know, years ago, I on a whim decided I was going to go to Cuba, which I don't recommend to anybody. So I show up and my credit cards don't work. I literally am a man with literally no money. I have no means to get anything. And then on top of that, they have spotty cell phone service. You got to buy little cards for $5 and you got to be sitting in the square to like connect with anybody. So that was like throwing me into the jungle, you know, with like just my backpack on. So when I actually got back to Mexico, I mean, I've never felt so liberated as when we landed back in Mexico and like everything, you know, like my phone and my credit card were on again, you know, it's like, wow, you know, like just thinking all my life, I've never had any issues like that. You know, you're like, so it's just like,
absolutely.
That's the extreme of it. But you know, in that situation, the great thing was, is there were really caring people. And at the same time, I was very grateful. I understood how privileged I was to still to be there and had a pretty good head on my shoulders. So I didn't like, I didn't freak out, you know, as far as get angry at everybody around me and become like a, you know, a small child in the corner, like, get me to the embassy and make sure, you know. Anyways, that's long story there. But listen, this has been great. I know you got a lot to do. I really appreciate you coming on. It's great talking with you. I really liked, you said a lot of really great things that I know they're going to resonate with a lot of people. And what you basically did is you've added more things for me to be grateful for, which I really, really appreciate.
Well, thank you, Chris. It was awesome for me and a great way to start my day. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, when you get this here shortly in the next, when your birthday, I'm going to say happy birthday and you have a wonderful day. And I hope we can talk again sometime soon.
Absolutely.
Okay. Have a great day, Melissa. I'm Chris with Melissa, and that was Gratitude Space Radio.
This is an open call to anyone that would like to share their gratitude for another on their upcoming birthday. All you have to do is reach out to me at the email address hello@gratitudespace.com. That link will be in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and rate us. You could look at this as a way of showing me a little gratitude, just a friendly suggestion. Thank you for tuning in to Gratitude Space Radio, and we are out.